The Game 2 edition of Celtics Tonight continues from the Garden. Our conversation with the head coach is brought to you, no matter what time of day we start, by Whole Foods Market, proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune's 100 Best Companies to Work For list, now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. We just had a brief conversation off the air about starting times and how routines can really be affected when you're starting at 5 o'clock one day and 8:30 the next day. I imagine your routine as far as getting here to the building, all of it, everything has to feel weird when you're playing at 8:30, right?
Yeah, just push everything back an hour, right? So I left my house an hour later after we went to shoot around. I went back home, which I usually do. Added a little bit to my jog, which was probably a good thing. So I guess the later time is helpful in some ways.
I was trying to think of one of those, obnoxious, sarcastic parody questions I often come up with, making fun of the premise of certain things, that no matter what happened on Monday, people were going to say, well, the layoff was great for the Sixers because they won, or it was bad for the Sixers because they lost, or playing right away was great for the... And then I looked up the numbers throughout the course of this year, and the Celtics' record when having less rest in general and less rest than their opponent is, it's, I don't know how aware you are of these numbers because they're really sort of innocuous, but substantially better record when having less rest overall and then your opponent. Is there any reasonable, logical, or any kind of explanation for that?
Not that I have.
Awesome.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if you would have told me that less rest, more rest, I mean, yeah. I think bottom line is it's sure. We've been playing since September 26th. So I don't think that the extra day off is necessarily going to make us feel like we're, you know, a million times better this week. I think that ultimately you have to use those days appropriately. You know, for the Sixers, it may be different than us because they had a few off days before the series started. But for us, we needed an extra day here in between games to catch our breath a little bit, and our guys did that. We had a good practice yesterday, good shoot-around today.
Here's the real carryover question. Did the mix we talked about offensively of kicking out, drive, the things that you felt sort of clicked in towards the end of Game 6 and in Game 7, did that carry over into Game 1?
Yes, yeah. That was pretty good. We can do better. We showed multiple clips today that we didn't kick out at the right time. We held it a step too long, and these guys will get into the help and get into the gaps with active hands and turn you over. The key stat from the other night was we turned the ball over 10 times. Yeah. If we continue to do that, we'll at least give ourselves a chance to win.
Where were turnovers early in the turnovers when you have a 17-18 turnover game versus a game like the other night when there were 10? What kind of turnovers are disappearing?
Well, I thought we were smarter about our attack the other night. And, you know, and we probably set less pick and rolls than we normally do. And, you know, the reason being is because obviously sometimes bringing two people to the ball, especially if they're trapping or if Embiid's involved in it, is not always great. Now, if Al's in the game, it's a little bit different because he can pop and spread the floor and those type of things. But, you know, we just try to mix up our actions, be as good as we could be, try to stay spaced so we're not bringing multiple bodies in a small amount of area because they will trap and they will try to get steals when you're like that.
Late in the shot clock, everything we know, every number, logic, all of it, eye test, says efficiency plummets when that shot clock gets down to single digits. It certainly didn't for you on Monday, or really through these playoff games. Is there a reason why?
The other day, obviously, making shots is helpful. There's no question about that. I think, but I do think that, you know, over time, and we've got to play at a better pace up the floor. We've got to play at a better pace through our actions. But once we got into our actions, we did a good job of playing with poise to recognize where we needed the ball to go. And, you know, whether that was in a matchup, whether that was to the open guy off of a kickout, you know, I thought our poise was good. And so, you know, it's a fine line because you don't want to have to wait till that late, but we don't need to rush if, you know, there are some things available.
NBA defense is generally all about picking your poison. The way the game played out, were you comfortable with the poison you chose, isolating one-on-one? There was a lot of Aaron Baines, and he played Joel Embiid very tough, and really effectively and very actively trying to run them off the three-point line.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're up double figures in the second half and they're going to go to the post, If you can play without fouling and make them go through you to try to score, no matter how good they are, it's probably better than trapping, rotating, and giving shooters threes. Now, if you're down 12 and he's just killing you and they're going to him every time and you need to turn him over or you need to, like, change the game up, maybe that changes it. But, you know, I think the more that you can make those catches as tough as possible, push him out, play one-on-one so that you can stay on the shooters, the better.
So time and score changes that.
No question.
What about the start time of the game?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with it.
You're sure?
Not unless you know, he's better at a certain time. Sure, there's analytics on all that stuff. Like the other night, what time did we start the other night? At 8?
Something like that.
So around 9:30, he was pretty darn good. So like we may have to look at how good he is in each incremental minute.
Analytics at a new level. Game 2 is next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.